It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page at 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app while you are there. Check out all the original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are available at bpodstudios.com and in the Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts page. My name is Mike Riley, and this week, or today rather, I should say, interviewing WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts. He is coming to the Boston area on Tuesday, November the 5th. In fact, it's happening in Newburyport, Massachusetts at the Riverwalk Brewing Company. Jake the Snake, Dirty Details, stand-up stories, and comedy. And it's all happening at a 100% family, community, and employee-owned brewery, the Riverwalk Brewing Company. For tickets, you can visit eventbrite.com. Also, check them out on Twitter at Riverwalk Beer and on Facebook, Riverwalk Brewing. Jake the Snake Roberts, WWE Hall of Famer, joining me here on the line, Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Jake, first time back in Boston in a few years for you. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I am so pumped, man. I've been trying to get up there for some time, and it just wasn't working out. And, setting up these tours is a real job, man. And it just wasn't working out. And finally, we're getting in there, and I'm really excited about doing it. I'm really pumped, man, because Boston was such a great area for me to perform in, man. I loved it up there, you know, the history and everything. And it's just, I'm really looking forward to getting up there and just blowing it completely out of the water.
Awesome. That's great. And we're excited to have you. I know a lot of people are really looking forward to the whole show on November the 5th. But Jake, the resurrection of Jake the Snake, I watched it not too long ago, and really powerful and motivational for pretty much anyone that needs to do a 180 in life. Can you talk about how Diamond extended his hand to you in friendship and to change everything for you?
Well, as friends do, picked up the phone and gave me a ring, man, and asked me how I was doing. Of course, you can't expect the truth out of an alcoholic or a drug addict. And I lied and told him I was fine, but he kept picking at me and found out that I got my weight up over 300 pounds, which he knows that's not healthy for me. And he kept digging, and he finally started hearing some of the truth. And at that point, he just reached out and said, look, man, I'm going to do this thing where we film you and getting you sober and getting you healthy. You know, I want you to do this DDP yoga thing, which I thought, are you serious? Yoga? Hell no, And but it was much more than that, I've been to rehabs before and it didn't work. And I was at such a point, man, that I was desperate. I'd basically given up on living. And I was just so miserable. And just kind of waiting to die, really. And that's a really bad place to be, man. And he said the magic words to me, which were, you move out of here and I'll take care of all your bills so we get you sober. Okay, man, I'm in. Wow. And because people don't realize, you go to rehab and you sit there for 3 months maybe, or even 6 months. And what happens is, you're clean while you're in there, okay? But the second you come out of those doors, man, everybody in the world is on you. Because guess what? You're 6 months behind in rent. You're 6 months behind in child support. You're 6 months behind in this, car payments, blah, 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 blah. And holy crap, you get leveled. And most addicts and drunks do what they have to do. They want this pain to quit. They want this aggravation to stop. They want this noise to go away. And there's only one way to do that.
Yeah.
They go right back to doing what they went in for. You know, just to find a moment of peace. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. But with Dallas, I moved into his place, man, and I was there for 3.5 years. And, you know, he took care of my obligations for a long time before I started back to work. But when I did start back to work, I had to take somebody with me. I was never alone. You know, I still don't go out there alone. I take somebody with me. You know, if you're serious about getting sober and clean, you'll do anything. And that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't need to be alone. I had to have somebody with me to keep me accountable and, to make things smoother. And, now it's just part of my life, man, and I've been clean now for 8 years. I feel absolutely fantastic. I have relationships with my family, my children, everybody. You know, in AA, they teach you that they tell you that the promises, the good things will start to happen for you, and it's true. I've had so many great things happen to me since I got sober, man, that I can't even... it's a long list, man. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I'm doing these comedy shows, I call it comedy, which is really not. All I'm doing is just telling you rogue stories and locker room incidents and crazy things that happened at the strip joint or whatever. And there was a lot of them. I mean, I had 35 years to pick from, man. So
right.
I got some stories, man. I got probably 10, 15 shows under my belt, man, that I could just throw out there at any time.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Sure.
And plus the fans get to hear the backstage thing. What was really going on, you know? And how are you guys really treating each other? And, you know, the antics and the ribs and, know, just the mean stuff that we did to each other. Because a wrestler's idea of humor is simple. A guy must bleed or he must be mentally scarred for life. And
right.
It's funny.
Right.
And that's just the way we roll, man. And this stuff is hilarious, and you take a walk with it. And I love doing it because I get to hear from people that did watch me for years, and they always give me stories of what they were doing when they were watching me, whether it was they watched it with their grandfather or their dad. It was their special moment of the week. And I can look in their eyes, man, and see the little fire dancing again, man. They're going back and they're remembering a good time in their life. And that makes me feel phenomenal, man, because, you know, a lot of times, man, when you're out there on the road alone and you're beating yourself half to death, you question yourself, you know, man, is this really worth it?
Yeah.
And bottom line is, it's not about the money, man. It's about the connections you make and the feelings you make and the history that you lay and the relationships that you get from fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I love going out and meeting the fans and talking to them and sharing stories. And it's just a good time for me. It really is, man.
And, yeah, you obviously do enjoy the stand-up tours and, you know, so many.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah, and just so many road stories. And, you know, as you said, is it difficult to narrow down the stories that you're going to be telling and some that you're going to be sharing on November
the
5th?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure. I never go out there thinking I'm going to tell these stories.
Yeah.
I just go out there and I just feel my way through it. You know, somebody will say somebody's name and I'll go in that direction, you know, because I do open it up for a Q&A.
Yep.
You know, so you can ask the questions you were never thought you'd be able to ask a professional wrestler. You get to ask me. And I'm going to give you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Sure.
So you're going to hear about all the things that happened with that damn snake. There were a bunch of stories that happened with that.
Yep.
Whether it was in the locker room, dropping it over the top of the toilet on somebody while they're sitting on the crapper, which is a fun thing to do. you know. and you get to hear what happens when somebody comes out of that door and you're standing in front of it. Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah,
you ran over.
Right, right.
But JYD crushed me one day doing that, man.
Oh, boy.
It would be funnier than hell throwing it over the top, and I threw it over the top, and I didn't think about where I was standing. You know, and he came out of that door, brother. He was coming out quick.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And the next thing I remember was him sitting on top of me, cussing me out, telling me he's going to kill me. Because he knocked me out because I hit the door hit me, then my head hit the wall, and I went down. And when I came to, he was on top of me, screaming at me. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I love it. And I got to tell you, Jake, one of my, probably my first vivid memory of a pro wrestling fan, I'm sure you get this all the time, but when you had the Cobra on the Macho Man, you had the Macho Man tied to the ropes, right? And, you know, the story, there's...
Talk about that.
You're going to be talking about that,
There's several stories to that. Yeah, there's several stories about that.
Nice.
That happened, you know, before the snake bit him, it had to bite me.
All right.
He was afraid that it might. He was afraid it might be some kind of plan to get rid of him. You know, he was a little psychotic at times. Randy was, man. He thought everybody was out to get him. But yeah, there's some stories that go in there that are just. Man, I do some voice invitations too that help it along.
Nice.
And I do a really good Macho Man. So
good.
But it's just a great time, you know. And I encourage the fans to bring their memorabilia out, and I'll sign it up for them, man. And make that keepsake worth a little bit more, I guess. And you know, of course, we bring merchandise to sell because that's what pays for the tours, man. And But I'm expecting a great turnout. I understand there's not that many tickets left.
No, we're doing pretty good.
They barely on sale. You know?
Yeah, no.
So
it's going pretty good.
I'm thinking, hey, maybe we should go for two shows. Okay, I'm ready for that. But I just want to keep doing it, man, as long as I can do it. Because I tell you, the great thing for me, man, this is the truth, brother.
Yeah, yeah. And
you know, you get banged around for years, man, and pretty soon your old brain doesn't work like it used to. And by doing these shows, it keeps my mind working, and it keeps my speech going. And every now and then, man, more often than not, it happens every time I go out and do a show, I'll remember another story that I'd forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just keep coming to me, man, one after another. And it's great. It's fun. And I like remembering stuff, man, whenever it was a good day and good times. And my friends, a lot of them are gone now, but I can still talk highly of them and enjoy a good laugh.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And Jake, I got to ask you, you know, you recently did a commercial for the AEW event. Do you have any relationship with them as they get ready to go on a weekly program still?
No, I don't. You know, they just asked me to do that, and I did it. You know, I would love to be involved in some way, but I don't know how long it would last because I've got such a firm belief what the right way is, and nobody's doing it these days.
Yeah.
And WWE's not even coming close. Mm. But, you know, the hope was that AE might be different, you know, and I don't know, man. And I don't want to get emotionally involved in something like that because if I did, I'd probably drive myself crazy and I'd probably ruin a lot of good friendships.
Yeah.
Because I'd tell everybody exactly what I think and feel.
Right, right. Okay.
And, it's a shame wrestling is where it's at, but that's just the way of the world, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, I do have to ask you, when you found out about the Hall of Fame induction a few years ago, how and when did you find out you would be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
I found out a few months before, you know. Hunter called me up and let me know, and it was quite a moment for me.
Hmm.
It was a long time coming, you know, and it should have been there before that, but that's all right. I understand why they held it back. You know, they wanted to give me an opportunity to get myself together, and I did. I do appreciate that, you know. McMahon and WWE put me through rehab several times trying to help me, but they just didn't go about it the right way.
Yeah,
you know. And you know, now I'm out here on the road doing this stuff, man, and I'm reaching a lot of people. And I do tell people at the show, if you're struggling with addiction, man, come talk to me. I want to help you.
Yeah.
And the greatest high I've enjoyed so far, I used to think it was wrestling, but it wasn't. I've gotten letters from kids thanking me for helping their daddy because now daddy's moved back home. you know, helping daddy with his drinking problem or his drug problem. And mama and daddy aren't fighting no more, you know. And that's just an awesome feeling, man, when you realize that telling your story openly and truthfully benefited others.
Yeah.
You know, and that will probably be, hopefully that will be my legacy, man, as a guy that wanted to help people get right.
I love it, Jake. I love it. And on the pro wrestling spectrum, too, another huge legacy is the way you were able to, obviously your in-ring performance, but your microphone talent was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And people just say that consistently. And something I always take away from you, which I think is a huge skill on your behalf, you know, a lot of the time nowadays, especially with wrestlers, they try to grab the audience by yelling at them, okay, and with a loud voice. But you had the gift of being quiet and still grabbing them.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
You learn, man. You learn. You know, I learned a long time ago, if somebody's yelling at me, I turn it off, man. I don't listen to that crap.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody's like that, so... then I figured out that if you whisper, people automatically want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because they're nosy. You know, that's
right.
Just human nature, you know.
Right.
If you go into a crowded room and you want everybody to listen, go, I've got a secret, man. Then they'll listen.
Right.
But if you go into that same room and you go, hey, get quiet, I got something to say, screw you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's just the way we are, man.
I love it.
So a lot of good times are going to happen, man, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans and having a great night.
We're looking forward to it on the 5th, and we do want to, maybe a little teaser, Jake, but do you think you would be bringing up anything about the idea of stealing the $1 million belt from Ted DiBiase and then turning
you know,
Big Boss Man?
I never know what I'm going to talk about. So if you guys want to hear,
I'm going to ask that. I'm asking that question. I'm going to ask that. And one more thing. We were told that we want to ask you here. We know that you're a big fan of cooking and barbecuing.
Man.
So what's your favorite thing to barbecue and to cook? We were told to press you on this
one. I like to smoke meat, man. I like to smoke the meat,
you know,
whether it's a prime rib or a turkey. I think turkey is probably my favorite.
Is it really?
Because, you know, I don't like turkey unless it's smoked. Because when you smoke it, you still get moisture.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse to me than a dry turkey breast.
Yeah.
You know, at Thanksgiving. But if you smoke that thing, man, you stick a fork in it, chances are you're going to get squirted in the face with juice.
Love it.
That's just how juicy it is, man. And it's just incredible.
Well, don't be afraid to bring some samples.
I put a whole lot of love in.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Well,
you never know.
Yeah, don't be afraid to bring some samples there, Jake. We could all use some, all right?
Yeah, we can all use one. You got that right.
Yeah. We're looking forward to November the 5th at the Riverwalk Brewing Company in Newburyport, Massachusetts. And, Jake, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jake. My thanks once again to WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts. You don't want to miss his show, Dirty Details, Stand-Up Stories, and Comedy. Trust me, folks, this show is going to sell out. So purchase your tickets. Don't waste any time. Eventbrite.com. And also information on the whole show at Riverwalk Beer on Twitter and on Facebook, Riverwalk Brewing. Jake the Snake Roberts coming to this family-friendly atmosphere, which was just named the 25th fastest-growing brewery in the United States by Brewers Association. And as always, be sure to check us out on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at WrestleCast985, and available our whole podcast with all of our other shows in the archives on 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. My name is Mike Riley. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarge985. We're looking forward to Jake the Snake Roberts coming to town and looking forward to seeing all of you on Tuesday, November the 5th.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.